Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Deeper Truth presents Freedom is Not Free. We look at politics from every conceivable angle.
The one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
This freewheeling discussion highlights the accomplishments of many who are working to save America.
The guy on his rear said, oh dear.
Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, and his team host this fast-moving review, along with guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, provide thoughtful analysis of where America stands, whether in the crossroads or the crosshairs. To join the conversation, call 646-595-2071, 646-595-2071, and remember, freedom is not free.
And the guy in the rear burned his driver's license.
If you haven't been to Mass in a while, have you wondered what you've been missing?
That's the power of love.
The creator of the universe, becoming the bread of life, just for you.
Power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove.
Why not start attending Mass again and see for yourself what you've been missing?
Representative Sutton, what did you think of our new intros there?
That was phenomenal. Crossroads or crosshairs. I love that.
Oh, I do too.
That was fantastic.
I know. When Mike, Mike said he gets these inspirations, and he's dangerous out there, as you can tell.
Yeah, I'd say so. And it gave our phone number, which is awesome too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something I kind of worried about. How do people know how to call in? And now you put it right out there. That's cool.
Exactly, but you can. It's actually on the web page too, so that when you go on the computer, it's right there too. But that's
good.
Is
it? Okay.
That is very good. Yeah. And
we just picked up some new listeners.
We just picked up some new listeners.
I was down at the I'm at an art auction in St. Louis right now, and we were having dinner, and there were eight other people at the table, and I said, "Oh, I've got to leave. I have to go do a podcast." They're like, "Really? Which one?" And they're pulling it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Just Google Deeper Truth Radio, and it's right there, man.
That's what I had them do.
Wow, that is awesome.
That's what I had them do. Yeah, that's cool.
Outstanding. And so, we got Doc with us from Tennessee. And Mike said he'll be back in just a few moments from New Jersey. And I got something I want to ask you.
He's taking a victory lap after that intro. He's taking a victory lap, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. That I love that, too, that Johnny Cash. Oh, that's awesome. And then that other The Power of Love. Oh, that is perfect. Now, what is your thought about is coming out about Twitter and how they censored the post about Hunter Biden to try to help 5 win the election, which, as far as I'm concerned, that shouldn't. So what do you think about that?
Okay. Is anyone truly surprised? No. I don't think anyone on the entire planet is surprised at that. What I love and what I am surprised about is that those documents, those emails, those texts still exist, and Elon was able to make them public. And I think that is beautiful. And
oh,
now we get to watch the mainstream media try to ignore this because this is as damning as you can get.
Well, that's unfortunately, but when you look at what socialism is and communism is, and you know, it's part of their playbook to lie and to cheat. And, you know, they have no shame. They have no shame.
Yeah, but it usually doesn't come out public. And Elon has done that, and I love it.
Yeah, I do,
it's
too.
It's irrefutable.
Yes, and I know that the Republicans are working on, I mean, you know, like, for, you know, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and Senator Ron Paul and Josh Hawley from Missouri and the House Republicans, they're all, you know, the official Twitter account all called out the company, which I think that they should be praising Elon Musk for
Absolutely.
What he has done.
Absolutely. I find it a little bit embarrassing that we have to bring in an African American to save free speech in America. But he's doing it, and I mean he's taking some arrows for it, but he doesn't care. And
well, he's got our support
wow.
here. Deeper Truth. He's got our
betcha.
Let me see if Mike is back with us. He was coming right back. He said, "Mike, are you there still? Or are you there? Or are you still?" Well, whenever he's, you know, he's available whenever he comes back. So, but Doc, what do you think of this so far? What about this whole thing about Twitter? And
I told you so. I mean, I just don't know how else to say it. You know, this is what I've been screaming about for years. You know, we it's out in the open now. You know, the gaslighting. Now all they can do is gaslight. But we've seen through it. The beautiful thing about it is when you talk to most people, a lot of them get their news either from CNN or from Fox. They don't typically go across the board. So they get stuck in this tunnel vision of a narrative being told to them by their media. And because Twitter was one-sided, you know, they basically it confirmed what the media that they were telling them, what the media was telling them to be true. Well, now Twitter is opened up, and the conservative voice is going to be heard on that. And the thing is, the people that only watch the CNN side of it are now going to start hearing and seeing through Twitter the other side. And it's gonna definitely ring some bells. I would love to see some people be held accountable for some of this stuff. I mean, to withhold information on something so vital as, let's say, the election for the presidency of the United States. I don't know. I mean, Twitter was a privately owned company. They can do what they want, but, you know, I don't know. I think some people should be held accountable for it.
Well, and we kind of cross a line when you say, yes, it's a private company. I agree with you 100%. The First Amendment does not apply to an individual company. The problem is that they were influenced by the U.S. government, by members of the
U.S. government. Yeah, and that's where the line's drawn.
If
the crime has been committed, people need to pay, period.
Exactly.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know the nuances of the law enough to say what actual laws were broken, but the way it doesn't pass the smell test. I think laws have been broken, and I think people should be held accountable for it.
I agree with you.
I don't think they will be, but I think they should be.
We are of one accord.
Hey, Representative Sutton? Representative Sutton, now you said that you got some friends that you got there that are from St. Louis there that are listening in tonight. I just want to say a big howdy to all those guys that's sitting at your table. So welcome to Deeper Truth, guys from St. Louis. Are they all from St. Louis, or are they all from all over like you are? From all over.
Let's see. The ones that are at the table, okay, I don't know where two of them are from, but the other six are all from the St. Louis area. Two of them I don't know well enough. I'm not sure where they're from. I don't know. But six of them are from the St. Louis area.
Wow. But I want to just say welcome to you guys over there in St. Louis. And you guys are great. Is this a political thing, or is it just an art show that you're at, right?
No, it's an art auction. Somehow along the way, through our buying history and such, Lana and I have become VIPs in the art collecting world, I guess. And so we got invited to an auction here in St. Louis. And I'm going to need a second job. We may have spent a little bit of money this weekend.
Funny how that happened.
But they
those promos.
On cruises mostly is where we got our start.
And then I gotcha.
There was a new artist that was brought in yesterday out of Sarasota, Florida. His name is Michael DeWolf, and he's brand new. I'm pretty sure that this guy's going somewhere, and so I may have purchased several of his initial works. Talented. He's got some crazy talent. And then they brought out Peter Max, and this guy defined the entire '60s for crying out loud. As far as art is concerned, and so I may have picked up four of his too today. So
you are going to need a second job.
Huh?
You are going to need a second job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gonna sting. I'm going to feel this one.
Now, as far as, you know, like the beginning with those promos of Michael, I consider that, like, that's art too, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, that's art. Taping a banana to a wall is not art, however. I don't care who says it.
Well, but you got to admit, a banana has appeal.
Careful now, it's a slippery slope.
Oh, yeah. My God. You're killing me.
Wow. Wow.
That's good.
That's awesome.
I did meet Pierre Renoir's great grandson yesterday. He's a painter. He's a painter as well, and this guy's just.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, his name's Alexander Renoir. Great grandson of the great impressionist. Painter, and the guy's just salt of the earth. He's a super, super cool guy. I was very. I didn't go crazy over his art, but him personally, I like a whole lot.
Wow. How long are you going to be in St. Louis? Are you coming home tonight, or are you going to be there another day or two?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be coming back tomorrow. Well, actually, I'm coming back to Kansas tomorrow, but I'll have to be in Topeka tomorrow night and Monday.
Okay. Yeah, you just got a lot of driving to do. What do you think about Walker's chances of winning there in Georgia after all the media and the hoopla and everything? Do you think he's got a shot, or do you think that the liberals want to cheat again?
Tough to say. You know, the turnout is certainly going to be what is the main deciding factor. And normally, for runoff and special elections in Georgia, the Republicans have an advantage on turnout. So at face value, I would say he has a shot. Now, the attacks coming out on him are just from all angles. How much that will influence the vote, I can't answer that.
Well, I can't help but, I mean, where are the Christians in all this? Because there's no way that a Christian can vote for a Democrat. So where are they at? Are they just staying home or what?
Yeah.
Where are the men? Where are the men?
That's a question for not just Georgia, but every state in our nation.
I've been doing a lot of reading lately, and I've been watching. There's some videos out on the progression of the mass over the last, I don't know, 60 years. And, a recurring theme in it is the men are silent. When they came in and reshuffled the mass, Protestant priests came, or preachers came in and rewrote your mass. So now the mass is a Protestant service, and the men were silent. Now you have boys growing up identifying as anything but men, and the men are silent. We have to find our voice. Fulton Sheen said it best. The laity is going to save the church. Okay, let's take it there. Because if we fix the church, the rest of society will follow. Because it started in the church. They took the masculinity out of the church. Then the father was removed from the home. Well, maybe if we put the masculinity back, the father will come home. You see what I'm saying? So the men have to demand it. And the only way we can control it really is with our dollars. We have to say with our dollars, we want the masculinity put back in the sacraments, not just the mass, but in all seven sacraments. That, I think anything else would affect the change.
Bill, did you have something in there that you were wanting to comment?
I'm sorry, what was the question? I thought
you were trying to get in there. So I was. Did you have a comment on what Doc was saying?
No. I was cheering along. I agree with him 100%. There's nothing for me to add to that. That's exactly accurate. Exactly correct.
Although I rehearsed that for 2 days, by the way.
Not only have the men been silent, they've been absent.
Yes. I mean, and it's not just in the church. It's everywhere.
The women run all
the businesses. They do all the legwork in the business. There might be a token CEO dude at the helm, but the women run everything. They run all the church committees. The men are in the Knights of Columbus Hall getting drunk. The men need to get engaged. Abortion stops when the men say it stops. The homosexuality in the church stops when the men say it stops. We get back the righteous masculinity when the men say it's time to bring it back. It's that simple. Yes, it's authoritative. Yes. Yes, people feel it's going to get hurt. Absolutely. But my comment to that is, who told you to feel? You know, I mean, it's time for the men to stand up and say, we've had enough. You had your little experiment. You did your little thing. And that's part of being a man. Part of being a man is saying no. You can't do that. You cannot dress like that and act like that and have social media like that and expect to be allowed to go to the library and have little children sit in your lap and you read them stories. You're not allowed to indoctrinate children. It's just not allowed. And the only way that stops is when the men say exactly that. You know,
when you talk about men, we're talking about fathers. When I would never allow one of my children, especially when they were young, to even be exposed to that stuff. Not at all.
Absolutely.
But it's not just the fathers. It's the young men coming up who are coming up without fathers. You have to look at the world around you. Let's say you're 21 years old. You were raised by your mother to hate men. Okay? Now, you have a choice. You can either get in with the running fad of denying what you are, what you are. You're a beast. You're an animal. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. We're tempered and we're intelligent, so you can grow and you can be anything you want to be. But you can't deny what the Lord made you. God doesn't make mistakes. So if he made you a male or a female in his design providence, guess what? That's what you are. You can't change that. You can change pretty much anything you want in your life. You can change it. You can pretty much change it by simply having an attitude adjustment. Really, that's it. How simple is that? Have an attitude adjustment. And
you will see how
much your life changes. Give it up to God. I gave it up to God a while ago, and I'll tell you what, things have actually worked out. That's true. I know it sounds cliche, but you let God run it, things will work out. They do. And what happens is you make that change, but there are some things you can't change. You can do all the cosmetic surgery you want. You can do anything you want to your body. I take your DNA, I'll send it to any doctor in the planet who deals with DNA and tell them to identify the gender, and they will tell you the gender of your birth. It's that simple, you know? And when men start acting like that and realizing that and forcing, you know, and yes, I said forcing others to comply to that. What I mean by that is if a man walks into a bathroom just like a girl, I'm going to stand by the bathroom door and yell, ladies, there's a man on the floor. That's what I mean by the man. We have to stand strong, and we have to just support other men that do that. No man's an island. You know, I mean,
should be out there competing with women in women's sports.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'll tell you what. Anybody who supports that, men and women competing, boom, watch full contact fighting, men and women. That's an actual sport, full contact fighting. That is an actual sport. And these dudes are going into the women's league, and they're fighting full contact sport against women. And I'll tell you what, if you watch that and are still in favor of that, you are a sick person.
Yes. They're going to kill somebody in there.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. I watched it for years coming up, folks. It's not sport. It's abuse. And there are sadistic people out there. And you're just feeding them by allowing that. You know? Personally, you know, and it's going to take effort. And this is one of the things I'm talking about. If one of those guys shows up, I want to compete with the girls because all of a sudden I identify as a girl. Okay, that's great. You can compete and everybody else go home. You win. Great. Don't give in. You know, in these sporting arenas, if one guy takes a knee, I want my money back. Y'all can play your game. I'm leaving.
Yep.
That's when this stuff stops. When we draw the line, say, no, this is the hill we die on. Do you realize we went to war over what was it? We went to war in the Revolutionary War over 4 cents tax on what was it, tea or something?
Over
4 cents.
The Stamp Act.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that compared to now, with what they're doing now, what we're tolerating.
Exactly. We're tolerating far, far worse than our forefathers ever dreamed.
They are spinning in their graves. That's what's keeping the earth spinning. No, because those guys. Oh, man. And they need to be men. It's that simple.
You compare King George versus Biden. I mean, you know, Biden makes King George look like a saint.
Or a genius.
Or a genius, yeah. I mean, that's just, and then anyone, I don't understand how anybody could, if you're a communist and if you're a socialist, I guess, you know, that's all that matters to you. You want to try to do away with America and American traditions and foundations. And that's what is bothering.
Destroying the family is absolutely necessary for them. To promote a socialist agenda, because in socialism, what you've got to do is replace the father with the state.
Yep.
And that's tough to do if there's a father around. But if there's not a father around, that's a pretty easy trick to play.
We've been doing it in this country for the last 70 years.
Yep.
And that's a problem that I think that some within the church sees, because a lot of our church mindset is kind of a socialistic mindset. This whole thing about having illegals coming across the border, and you got bishops down there on the border, border states, and I mean, if we got an illegal alien, or if we got aliens among us, yes, we ought to treat them. We should not persecute. You know, we should help wherever we can, but we should not be making policies encouraging illegal aliens.
As individuals, we should help wherever we can. As a government,
the thing is, the policies that they are promoting with the open border is not in any way, shape, or form helping these migrants. They're being used in tricks and sex trafficking. Most of them are slaves. They are actual slaves on the plantation, picking the cotton type slaves. They are it's horrible. It is really ugly what these people have go through to get to this country. Now, if they make it here, okay, they're here. But the fact that the open border is the way it is promoting this evil. And they're coming in, and a lot of them, a lot of them are coming looking for a better life. And if you are, thank God you made it, and we'll do what we can to help you. But there are a lot of them that don't like the fact that we live the way we do. They don't believe what we do, and they don't think we should believe the way we do. And they are here with a purpose and a plan. How many have come across now? 5 million? 5 million people, most of them men of military age.
Yep.
You know how long they've been here?
I know how long they've been here, but I know in the last 2 years, 5 million more have added to them.
Check this clip from a popular song out. It was recorded by the Kinks in 1970. That's 1970. You know how many years ago that was? Well, here's the clip.
Yep.
think you were making a prediction,
1970.
Did you?
That was in 1970.
Yeah, you knew he was making a prediction, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mark went up for Nostradamus. They had that one called.
Yeah, they sure
did. Last year, 200,000 young Americans died as a result of illegal drugs being brought in across the border. And you know what they've been doing is they've been making these illegal drugs look like candy. And it's hard to distinguish if you don't know. And that's sad. It's very sad.
The chemicals are coming over from China to Mexico and being brought up through slave labor through our open border.
Yep.
And that's true
state. That's the path.
And that's fentanyl. Our government. Dangerous, dangerous, scary stuff.
It is. And our government has no will to stop it right now until we get – I'm hoping that since if the Republicans can do something in January when they take over the House, that they will help us here. I hope that they get some backbone, and I hope that they will make some changes that will be to help America set us on the right course. We need Trump.
Well,
we definitely need
Trump. Don, I hear a lot of talk. I'm hearing a lot of talk about the laptop, and the big focus is on that. And now everybody's recognizing it's real. Now the House is flipped. That's all good, well and good. You want to investigate the Bidens, go right ahead. You can investigate until the sun comes up. I don't think a day, one of them will see a day in jail. What you need to do is to cut the spigot off at the border. We need it shut down. We need to stop the flow of influx. That'll cut down on the human trafficking. That'll cut down on the drugs. And it'll definitely cut down on cartel members that are on the terror watch list walking across the border for the 10th, 15th, 20th time. You know, we need to stop that flow. 5 million people in the 2 years.
And we definitely need to support our Border Patrol. And nobody supported them like President Trump. President Trump did.
Support him. We need to send him 2 Division of Marines. We need troops on our border. You know, I mean, it's come to that. We need to send out troops. I mean, you know, if I'm an illegal immigrant, unarmed, everything, and I come up on a tank and they tell me, no, turn around, I'm going to turn around. You think I'm going to keep walking? They're not really going to have to fire on these people. They just need to line the border, what's left open before the wall. They haven't torn the wall down yet. You know, so what's that little area that's left open, put a couple divisions there and say, no, you can't cross. You know, but no, they're just flooding in, bringing them all in.
And we get Trump back in there, we could finish that wall, which he was almost done. But unfortunately, they cheated. You know, Trump won the election in 2020, but it was stolen. And so
I don't think they're going to let him get in again. They'll steal it again. We'd have to change a lot of the election laws before they're going to let him win again. I can prove this. You don't think that you want to prove that there's not election fraud? Vote for Trump. Every American vote for Trump, and he'll lose by a landslide. You know, because they'll fix it. He'll win. He'll be the only president who won 3 times in a row, and he'll only get the chair 1 time. I hate to say it. I really hope I'm wrong on this. I hope I'm 100% wrong. But after this last election, you know, I've lost a lot of heart in the process. You know, the fact that they keep doing it and they're so blatant about it and there's no consequence. You know, and that, again, where are the men? Where are the shepherds?
Well,
you know?
Well, you know where they, you know where they... You know, Ronald Reagan put it best. In 1964, he said this.
If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
There is a point beyond which they will not advance.
Amen to that. And let us not forget, the Nazis were the Socialist Party of the Germany government. All you people that are screaming, Trump was a socialist and Trump was a Nazi. Trump is a capitalist. You know, the Socialist Party is the Democratic Party. That's the same party that was the Nazi party. A lot of people don't realize that, or they choose kindly to forget it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they just ignore it.
Yeah. And I hear a lot of people say, let's save our democracy. We've never had a democracy. We're a
republic.
Way different. So... But, you know, I mean,
well,
maybe some people need to hear that.
But, Doc, I have to tell you, I'm all about the masculine, you maintaining that masculine aspect about our holy faith. That's what it has to be. You know, not only just respect our women, but we used to protect them. And, I don't see, I see a lot of things. I think, Bill, you were right on about the family, and we need to bring, you know, strengthen the family, because we're the, you know, that's what we, in America, that's what makes America strong, is strong families. And I'm talking about biblically founded families. I mean, you know, traditional understanding of what a family is, and that's, you know, mom and dad, and that, you know, I don't accept the new fangled family that Obama and, you know, that's not family to me. I don't want to cut down any children raised in such a, but to me, you putting a child in a homosexual home, that's child abuse in my eyes. It is.
Oh, yeah, that's Indoctrination 101. You know? And the thing is, the fact that they'll scream discrimination when you say no to that, and that judge will say, yeah, that's discrimination. How is that discrimination? You know, because I'm sorry. The lifestyle is a choice. Everyone's lifestyle is a choice. Heterosexual, homosexual, whatever it is your personal choice to have that lifestyle. You know, and you have that right to have that lifestyle. But you know what? I don't have, there are certain tax things that go against the grain on that. And no, I'm sorry. Same-sex marriage is an abomination. It really is.
Yep.
And I have friends that live that lifestyle, and I've known them for years, and they know how I feel about it. And you know, I pray for them. You love the sinner, hate the sin. But we have to say no. Another lifestyle that the men need to rile up against is this whole concept of baby daddy, mom, baby mommy, and stuff. No, a mother and a father. Okay, I know guys that have five or six children from three or four different women, and you know, I've told them straight up, you're not a man. You're just a child making machine, but you're not a man. You know, they spend their time trying to hook up with another woman to make more children that they ignore. Okay, no, that type of behavior needs to be shunned. You see somebody like that, you know somebody like that, if you're their friend, if you consider them a friend, you need to get on them about it. Because that's how this whole mindset needs to be changed. The men need to change it.
And that's the dark side of the sexual revolution, right there in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the whole revolution. No, it wasn't a... Yeah, you're right. It was a revolt. It was a revolt. You know, a revolt against the family, the nuclear family, the norm, and everything like that, and the whole free love and everything like that. But that whole thing, I truly believe, was actually set up from the jump start to get the father out of the home.
Absolutely.
You know, we stopped teaching the masculinity in the church. That weakened the men. After a couple years, then they strike sexual revolution. Yeah, de-evolution. Yeah, free love. All right, yeah, boom. And now you got all these, you know, God speaks. You know, people say God don't speak. Yeah, he does, because all of a sudden we start getting all these diseases that we never had before. Thousands of years we've been alive. These diseases did not start happening until we start jumping around like rabbits on each other. And we start getting all these diseases and everything like that, plagues and everything, and people still don't listen.
50,000 a day are being diagnosed with a sexually transmitted disease. 50,000
a day. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Very crazy. That's what we know.
I mean, you hear that. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with my wife. I'm not interested in looking at any other woman, but I think if I were ever back on the market, I'd be afraid to get involved with somebody.
Oh, heck,
I mean,
yeah.
You don't know what they're carrying. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how people can do it, how they want to risk it.
I'm so sexual. I got me a good Catholic girl, and that's a blessing.
Me too.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
that's a blessing, and I know Sean. Sean's a good Catholic girl. And,
I don't deserve her. No way.
Representative Sutton. Representative Sutton, he has an awesome, good Catholic wife as well. And she's a gem. She's a gem.
Yeah, she's a keeper, no doubt about it.
And my wife she's a gem, and she's God's greatest gift to me as a, you know, in this life, outside of, you know, for my Catholic faith.
Amen.
I'm so thankful.
And the stuff they put up with, oh, my. The stuff we put them through. Come on, guys, seriously. The stuff. I know it ain't just me. It can't just be me.
No, it's not just you.
The stuff we put them through. Ladies, God love you.
Hey, Don.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mike.
Are you giving your wives the key to the archives?
Hey, we got Dr. Gregory Thompson. Hey, Greg, what's going on, buddy?
How y'all doing? I just heard sometimes y'all are messing around on Saturday nights.
Yes, indeed.
We got Representative Sutton and from Kansas, Representative Sutton. And this is Dr. Gregory Thompson, and he's my co-host there on Monday night for Eucharistic Miracles. And so, hey, Greg, it's good to see you, buddy.
Well, God bless you. And Representative, could you give me his name again?
Representative Sutton.
Oh, God
bless
you.
Hey, Representative Sutton, this is Dr. Gregory Thompson.
Greg, I have heard so many things about you, and hopefully not all of them are true.
One thing about they would say that I'm short and bald, Representative, and that one's That was not completely true. I'm like 6'3", and you know, and good head of hair and stuff like that. So
yeah, if he's standing on a chair, yeah.
Yeah, that part's true. He does get some things right. That's right.
Hey, a man's height is measured from the neck up.
There you go. So what's happening in Kansas? I have a grandson that's I guess he's a sophomore. What is it? What are they, Blue Jays or? What's the Kansas State?
Jayhawk?
What is that? Yeah,
oh,
Jayhawk.
Wildcat? Jayhawk?
He's a Jayhawk, yeah.
Jayhawk. All right, very good.
And another grandson that's getting ready to go next year, I guess. But my uncle was a Jayhawk. My dad's a brother. And I coming back from my aunt's one time, and I stopped in to see him. I said, Uncle David, this neighborhood's really starting to look a lot better. And right away he starts looking around, and he said, "Get that off of there." He had a one in his front yard, and I had a McDonald's sack over the top of it. We always had him ready to boil. I said, "Uncle David, I'll get you a good Mizzou shirt if you need one." You know, and so always had a little bit of a rivalry. So God bless you. So anyway, Donald speaks highly that you're one of the good guys.
Well, I try. I have to say I put some effort into that. I think Don might have better or worse glasses than I do on that one, but but I do
well,
my darndest anyway.
We got such an ugly culture in my life. Never in my have I ever seen what's going on in the last 20 years.
Oh
just
my!
Just progressing worse for our children and grandchildren. Oh my God!
Oh, I agree. Being a child in this age is just a terrifying prospect.
For sure. So, well, anyway, keep up the great work, young man. God bless you.
Thank you. I will do my best.
How long have you been in the legislature?
10 years.
10 years. Well, God bless you.
Yeah, I'm a slow learner, apparently.
Well, I spent 10 years in the third grade, and it was some of my funnest time.
You kicked the hell out of dodgeball, I'll tell you what.
So, anyway. Well, God bless you. I just wanted to check in. I know Don had tried to call me earlier today, and sometimes I come in late, and when he didn't answer, I said, "Oh, okay, they got a show on Saturday nights." So,
well, I'm glad you did, because like I said, I've heard a lot about you, and hopefully most of it's not true, but I hope that some of it is.
it's one of those things where it depends on whether you're talking to a Democrat or a Republican, a conservative or a liberal.
Exactly.
And that's really sad that we can even make that comment today, but there's things that are just right or wrong, period. You know, there's no... When I first started seeing some of the shenanigans going on at the level they are in the last 20 years, at first I'd say, well, that's just ignorance, you know.
Right.
But anyway, now I tell people that vote Democrat that it's gone to stupidity now, because they put so many people's lives and souls at risk, and
right.
It's not a game.
Nope.
Hey, Craig?
It's treated as one, isn't it?
We got first-time listeners. We got some first-time listeners listening tonight from St. Louis there that are that Representative Sutton met tonight, right? That your table, right?
Now they'll listen to the podcast later because they're down meeting a new artist tonight. But yeah, I think they're going to be tuned into the podcast. They were all looking it up on their phones as I was leaving the table.
Oh, God bless you. Well,
give us some feedback if any of them have any thought about it.
Oh yeah, we're all drinking and spending money as if we have it.
Stop acting like a Democrat.
Yeah, there are some similarities.
Well, Representative Sutton, we know what you go through out there in the capital city of Kansas.
But here in Topeka, the rain is a-falling. The faucet is a-dripping and the kids are a-balling. One of them a-toddling and one is a-crawling. And one's on the way. Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
Yep. One of the artists I just met had 13-year-old twin daughters at home.
Wow.
And I was just thinking,
wow.
13-year-olds.
Good Catholic, right? Good Catholic, right?
Yeah.
I hope.
You know, I didn't know him well enough to ask, but I bought some of his work, so I have a feeling I'm going to be knowing him a whole lot more here in the near future. But that was one thing I told him. I was like, you know, when I raised I had two daughters before I had a son. I told my daughters when they were somewhere in that teenage era, I said, you know, guys, let me just lay this out for you. I didn't like teenage girls when I was a teenage boy, and I don't like you now.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I know where you're coming from. But don't worry, in 12 years, they'll be great. You'll love it.
Wow.
You just got to get there.
Representative Sutton,
well,
maybe one of these days we can meet in person. God bless you and all your efforts.
That'd be fantastic. Now, where are you?
I'm in mid-Missouri. Marshall's the county seat here. It's where I live.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm probably about 50 miles from Columbia and about 65 miles to Kansas City area.
Okay. Okay, I know that. My daughter actually, well, my second child went to Stevens College here in Columbia.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was very funny. I thought private girls' school. Although for any men searching for a girls' school for their daughters, try to choose one that doesn't have Mizzou right across the street. That was an oversight on my part, but nonetheless, she turned out great. But I was at the graduation ceremony at Stevens, and a gal was given some sort of a speech. I don't know if it was a commencement speech or it was a speech, and was calling up the patriarchy. You know, we got to overthrow the patriarchy. And I'm looking around at the audience and all of these dads that paid for a private education.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, you might be cutting off your nose right there.
Well, the thing is, those dads will do nothing about that.
Oh,
all of them sat there and they're like, oh, here we go again. And they roll their eyes. But they don't do anything. And because of that, the young people hear that and they think it's okay because nobody's opposing them. the men need to step up.
I can say pretty authoritatively that there was one. who made fun of that speech to this day, actually.
Yeah.
2 years later, I'm still making, 3 years later, I'm still making fun of that speech. And now it's her turn to roll her eyes, but she understands exactly where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
The thing is, they're trying to remove history. I actually heard somebody, I think he was from Georgia, saying that they wanted to stop teaching history because it makes people feel bad, or some ridiculous reason like that. And they don't understand. I mean, my response to his comment was, do you understand that if you don't know history, you're going to repeat it? History's not meant to make you feel good. It's not meant to make you feel bad. There are parts that are going to make you feel both. History is ugly. It's bloody. It's brutal. I went to this thing called the Torture Museum. Y'all want to think the world is all this supposed to be cutty-feely? Go down to St. Augustine, Florida. Take a walk through the Torture Museum. It will rock your world. It is, what we've done to each other throughout the years is horrific. And what we learn from that is not to do it again. We get right to look back, oh, that was horrible that it happened. Now we're not going to allow that to happen. But if we forget it, then, you know, who's to say slavery sounds like a good idea? We've never tried it before. You, I mean, think about that. We learn from our history, or we do it. We're doomed to repeat it. That's proven, by the way.
Yeah, Santiago
we're doing that
was
with
not lying when he said that.
Abortion is tortured.
Yeah.
That's
oh my,
you know,
God.
That's horrible.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity a couple of years ago, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, I went through the Holocaust Museum in D.C. If you get the opportunity, I recommend you do it once. I'm not sure.
I don't think I could stand to do it twice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you can do it twice because and you know what got me on that? It wasn't the killing itself. That was I get it. I knew it already when I went in. That wasn't surprising to me. Obviously, I'm not in favor, but it wasn't a surprise. But what got me was the systematic, emotionless efficiency with which it was done.
That was in Dachau, and you could still smell the burn. You know, the where they burned the bodies.
That. You
know what really strikes me? You know what really strikes me about that? It wasn't so much of the prison camps, what went on there. It's that the people in the community nearby, they had to know the smell.
You can smell these
places. The complacency. And people, often heard people say, oh, I would have fought that injustice back then and everything. You know what you would have done back then? The same thing you're doing right now.
Exactly.
The same thing you're doing right now is what you would have done back then, because that's what's happening right now.
Exactly.
They are systematically doing that to us.
We are at that time, but I'm going to end this with Art. I want you to listen to this real quick. And tomorrow night we got Journey with Mary on Sunday night. And on Monday night we got Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson. So, excuse me, but go ahead and check this out as we close. Check these out. These are so awesome. Thank you, Mike.
If you haven't been to Mass in a while, have you wondered what you've been missing? The creator of the universe, becoming the bread of life, just for you. Why not start attending Mass again and see for yourself what you've been missing? Saturday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Deeper Truth presents Freedom Is Not Free. We look at politics from every conceivable angle.
The one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
This freewheeling discussion highlights the accomplishments of many who are working to save America.
The guy on his rear said, oh dear.
Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, and his team host this fast-moving review, along with guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, provide thoughtful analysis of where America stands, whether in the crossroads or the crosshairs. To join the conversation, call 646-595-2071, 646-595-2071. And remember, freedom is not free.
And the guy in the rear burned his driver's license.